The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
All right, here we are once again with Reba Haas of Team Reba and
Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
Yes, welcome to this week's edition of Open House. So we've got a lot of things we want to talk about. The promos that we're running for our show this week were all about the things we're actually not supposed to talk about. Kind of fun. Let's have a show and talk about what we can't talk about.
Let's do it.
Yeah. No, you can't do that. You can't talk to me about that. Sorry, that's taboo.
We're not talking about those seven words you're not allowed to say on radio with George Carlin, are you?
Oh, good gosh, no. Although I think a few of those are now allowed.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Plus a few more that have been invented since he did that.
There's definitely been some that have been invented. I think they're probably in the latest Websters.
That's right.
I was having an argument with somebody about that the other day, about one that I was like, just because they stuck it in doesn't mean it was really a real word. It's just in there because it's in the, you know, vernacular of people.
That's so absolutely right. Well, we've got a good lineup today. Before we get started, this is a live call-in show, and we'd love your calls with your questions and your feedback or your input. You can reach us toll-free at 1-866-712-1300. That's 866-712-1300. You can also Twitter us at Team Reba. And if you have a finance-related question, you can email me at eric@ericismybanker.com. Just eric@ericismybanker.com, just like it sounds.
Right. We also have other sites on things like Facebook, too. So if they want to send questions, if you don't get a chance to listen to the show today, but you get a chance to listen to it later, because we're posting past shows for anyone who does want to go back and listen to previous weeks, our Team Reba at RE/MAX Metro Realty Facebook page does list all of our past shows. So
that's right. If you just search Team Reba on Facebook, you'll be able to, it'll pop right up.
Oh, yes, it will. Yeah, we have a lot of content on there, and we've also been boosting a bunch of our posts recently so that they're more easy to find, particularly these shows, because we know there's a lot of good content in them.
Excellent. And remember, don't be afraid. No call is dumb when it's talking about real estate or finance, especially. 866-712-1300.
Well, although on Twitter, your question could just be limited to 140 characters, might sound funny.
It might sound a little weird. We promise to be gentle, though.
It'll sound abbreviated.
That's right. That's right. Well, good. Well, why don't we start off, too, with a real quick update on interest rates?
Yes, let's do.
They're good. How's that? You know, we're hanging in there this week.
There's been a theme in the last month.
Yeah, everything is just kind of hanging in there right now. A 30-year mortgage, a conventional 30-year mortgage, is still hovering under the 4% range. We're nationally averaging around 3.86%. 15-year fixed rates are hovering around 3.14%. FHA loans and VA loans are hovering right around 3.5% for 30-year fixed rate. And for those that are interested in shorter-term loans like adjustable rates, they're under 3% right now still for like a five-year ARM, where we have a 30-year loan fixed for 5 years, rates averaging.
Those are great investor loans a lot of times.
Yeah, they sure can be. And depending on overall, you know, risk and, you know, investor profile and all of that, sometimes we can recommend it. We don't always.
It's got to
be safe. We want successful homeowners, but absolutely, they can definitely work. So the outlook on rates still is staying very stable. We're super happy about that.
So let me ask you something.
Yeah.
I know we talk about this on the show weekly. I frequently give a website to a lot of my clients if they want to kind of keep an eye on things of what the average is. Where are you getting your information from?
Well, sure. And one way, which is our station sponsor here at 1300 KKOL, is Bloomberg. If you go right into Bloomberg.com, a really good barometer of mortgage rates is a 10-year treasury bond. So if you're seeing, if you're sort of tracking a 10-year treasury bond, they'll track fairly closely with mortgage rates. It's not perfect. If you want to get more detailed than that, really what I look at are Fannie Mae mortgage-backed securities. Mm-hmm. And there's a great site that'll give you tracking on that as well, which is called mortgagenewsdaily.com. So if you jump in there.
These are sites that are not the ones I'm providing to my clients.
Sure.
So this is good to have some other options.
There's lots of them out there, even Yahoo Finance. I like all of those, Bloomberg, Yahoo, but Mortgage News Daily is a service. I go a level deeper with them and subscribe to real-time tracking of the market, so I know, you know, when to lock and when not to lock.
You're a smart guy.
Now, I wish that Janet Yellen, the chairman of the Fed, were my customer. I'd find out when, when she locks in, I'm locking in my loan, too, at the same time.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I wonder who is her lender.
Yeah, should find out.
I'd like to find that out. Yeah. Well, so the site that I've often recommended to folks is the Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey, because can find that online very easily. You can Bing or Google that super fast and find that site.
It's a good site. One thing to keep in, and there's also Bankrate.com, BankrateMonitor.com. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
One thing about a lot of these sites to keep in mind is that a lot of these sites will indicate an interest rate, but you got to think about what the fees are as well. So a lot of those sites will indicate a rate, but with a 1% fee on top of it. And so then a customer will come and say, hey, I hear the average is, you know, 3.75, and I'll take that, but I don't want to pay any points for it. Well, doesn't quite work that way. You always have to look at the rate as well as the fee or the cost to get that rate. Because every day, every lender has a huge matrix of rates. You can take a rate with no fee, or we call it points, or you can pay points and get a lower fee. And make your choice.
I don't think I realized that about the Freddie Mac site. I thought it was just doing kind of a survey of everything that was out there of the different types.
They are, but it's only as good as the information reported by the lenders.
Ah,
yeah. It used to crack me up back when, remember when we used to get newspapers?
I used to love reading the newspaper.
Get them on my porch.
I miss it.
You know, there used to be a section in the Sunday Times that had a mortgage rate survey, and that one always cracked me up because the folks that put in it, nobody realized it was a paid advertisement.
Yeah.
So you make your phone ring by putting the most ridiculous rate you possibly could in there and made the phone ring.
Okay, can I just say those people have changed from that format into just certain kinds of other ads, because I just had a really bad experience with a lender that does a lot of kind of other advertising. I won't go into it. I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, sure. No,
but me and another agent just bonded over the Seahawks game Monday night after finally closing this transaction with this company that neither of us will ever work with again.
Oh, boy. Well, we can't say the name on the air.
No, I won't say the name. No, but I will definitely never recommend them.
Yeah.
It's taboo.
Right.
Yes. Good call, Dave.
We're not supposed to. Yeah. We're getting, by the way, listeners, we're getting chatted to in the background in our ears by our producer.
David Summers.
Yep, David Summers. And David is our master behind the board here. So happy to have him on board, keeping us on track, at least except for the things that are coming out of our mouths. So anyway, so outlook is great on rates, and we're looking good on all of that.
Awesome, awesome. So let me ask you, we're talking about rates just real quick here.
Yeah.
You and I were just discussing how we can go in depth with people outside of even the radio show. We have a class coming up.
That's right.
Do you want to say where and when? Because, well, I know you know when.
I know the when. How about you? I'll say the when and you say the where.
Yes,
we actually have two classes coming up.
Yes.
And those are going to be on Saturday, November 7th. Mm-hmm. So just coming up, what's that, about a month from now.
Right. You got time to plan. Get it on your calendar.
And we have two classes that day. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have one that's for our
first
sellers.
First-time buyer. Yeah. We're going to do a first-time buyer class, which is going to go into a lot of the things we talk about here on this show.
That's right.
We're going to get in-depth about credit, and we're going to get in-depth about lending, and we'll do an overview of the process of buying.
Oh,
as well.
That sounds boring. It's not going to be
not.
Boring.
It's never boring.
No,
we always
no.
end up having people stay after the class. I can't, like, we always plan for 2 hours, and the
That's
questions
right.
are fantastic, and we've had great feedback on that class for years.
We have one example where we use some just financial tools where you can increase your buying power around $80,000 for the same monthly payment, or pretty darn close to it. So we give you real life strategies on how to make the most competitive bid, and also how to to structure your financing in a way that gives you the lowest payment or gives you the most bang for your buck.
Right. And the credit information is phenomenal too, because it doesn't just save you money as you learn how to make sure that you've got the best kind of credit for applying for lending. You don't always have to have perfect credit to do it, of course.
No, you really don't.
Products like FHA out there. But everyone I've ever talked to about that class, and when we've had it, they say that that's not just about buying a house. They're like, man, this is information I have for my life.
That's right. That's right.
Because your credit score impacts so many other aspects, you know, insurance, your car, you know, car loans, anything.
Jobs,
absolutely. Security clearances, yep. All types of things are tied to that. So I'm excited that we've got another class on the books, because it's been a little while since we've held one. And then the other thing that we're going to be doing that same day, we're going to be holding this at the RE/MAX Metro office,
which is in Seattle down on Eastlake Avenue.
Yes, it is. 2312 Eastlake Avenue East.
Excellent.
In Seattle. And we'll have class information posted on our blog and our Facebook site and all the places that are pertinent for these. We're going to have some ads put together, or not ads, but events on Facebook, and we'll put them out into our social media.
What's the price for that class?
The big free.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean
it's... Four-letter word.
Yeah, that's right.
But not taboo.
I almost feel like we should charge for it. You know, that gives a perception of value, which there's a lot of value in this class. Sometimes people think if a class is free, it's not worth going to.
They would be mistaken with this content.
Yeah, I've sat in a lot of different classes, and you know, we put a lot of time and care into making sure this is really good, useful information.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you recall, that's how I met you, was you were teaching classes for Discover U years ago.
Man, back long, long time ago.
Let's get back in the time machine and whirl back through space.
You know what I taught in that class, which is kind of interesting? How bunch of rotten crooks a lot of lenders can be. It's really true. I kind of told people back then how a loan officer could adjust their rate, could adjust their fees.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
And make all this money off of an unsuspecting
borrower. Thankfully, they can't do that
borrower.
Anymore.
Yeah. You know, that's the good news. This class is really obsolete at this point.
Yeah.
Because there's been safeguards put into the industry that really prevents that from happening. There's a few more things. I mean, there's a few things that can change. We might talk about that just a little bit later as we get into some taboos here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking about real estate taboos. Call us with your questions. 866-712-1300. You're listening to Open House with Team Reba and Eric Osnes and Reba Haas. Stay tuned.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.